You can call this Sunday, it's called Passion Sunday, because during the next 2 weeks before Easter, the liturgy concentrates on the suffering and death of Jesus to atone for our sins. Why did Jesus have to suffer? The simple answer is that he offered himself to the Father to make satisfaction for the sins of mankind. Sin is an offense against an infinite God. Man, who is finite, cannot satisfy or repair by himself. It is too much for him. He is not able to make perfect reparation. So, after the original sin of Adam and Eve in paradise, and the original sins of individuals, there was a need for a redeemer, a mediator, who could adequately atone for the sins of mankind. The ritual of the Old Testament involved the shedding of the blood of animals to atone for sins, but it was not adequate. It produced only an imperfect ritual cleanse. Jesus Christ, through God and through man, is the perfect high priest who atones with his own blood for the sins of all mankind. Because he is God in the flesh, because he is a perfectly innocent human victim, his sacrifice merits grace for all. His grace is infinite and is applied to all. Dear friends, these 2 weeks before Easter are called Passion Time, which means time of suffering. The Church urges us to remember Jesus' suffering for us. Suffering by itself is an experience of evil. It is something we try to avoid. It is a result of original sin. Passion Time and Holy Week remind us that we were redeemed by suffering. It's clear throughout the New Testament that Jesus came in this world of time and space to suffer and to make satisfaction for our sins. Since Jesus is God, his suffering has infinite value, and his divinity, is brought out in today's gospel when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." The Hebrew for I am is the name of God, Yahweh. Now, why is Jesus so submissive in his passion during Holy Week? Dear friends, for example, there is only one reason: love. Love for the Father and love for mankind, who he wants to reconcile with the Father. The prophet Isaiah said that he was wounded from the other sins, and by his wounds we were healed. Only infinite God can explain the sufferings and humiliation accepted by Jesus. his divinity, heart itself, and when we say to another being, Jesus was Jesus, who is both human and divine, suffers in his human nature, but from extreme humiliation springs his highest exaltation. Doing so, Jesus has given meaning to human suffering. He has made it meritorious. If accepted from the Lord God and offered up from the salvation of the world. Dear friends, Jesus is an innocent mistake, and he attains the outcome of his mission into the world, where it is the power from which he comes. Dear friends, Passion Time, Dominic, should be for each of us an opportunity to meditate about suffering, about the price of the cross, about the meaning of time, about the human weakness. It is important because our work requires the objective zero effect. The Superman has suggested to him by the devil. It reflects the principle that we have started our life being framed. We will finish it framed. Between we are just pretending to be strong. However, our fragility makes us strong. Dealing with it, we understand how much great family life is, how much great unified congregation is, how much we need to help and we have to love and to be loved. Passion Night should be an opportunity to meditate about this. As we look at Jesus on the cross, we confront the mystery of suffering and death, and the paradox that suffering with Jesus leads to glory and happiness. Our task now is to follow him during Halloween. He says to each of us, if you wish to be my disciple, take up your cross daily and follow me. These words are addressed to you and me. In the Acts of the Apostles, it is said that the apostles rejoiced that they could suffer something for Jesus. They found joy in their suffering because they saw meaning in it. They were sharing in the sufferings of Jesus and had hope of eternal salvation. So, during this special time, let us imitate them. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.